One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. This is show number 250. Amazing. We're coming at you from the bunker, our undisclosed location, where there is no loudmouths who can give me any guff. We're so glad to be here. And we got a great guest who's been on the show many times. We're brought to you by Madden Funds, Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, where other eight people go, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, and Guinness is good for you. Welcome to the bunker, everybody. Today is Pat Hickey's birthday. I think he's 70, maybe 71. And last week, I forgot to plug his thing. He lives in Michigan City, Indiana, and he hangs out at Post 187. I think it's a VFW hall. It's not a real post. It's just the Talk Stupid Round the Table man cave. And the site of the inaugural ramen noodle cook-off was last weekend, Saturday, November 4th. And Michigan City Mayor Dwayne Perry was the judge. And so I forgot to mention it. So today he sends me about six pictures. Pat, this is radio. Pictures mean nothing. The winner, Jeff, posted ramen noodle cook-off. The judges, Stacey Owens. Wait, I got their names better here. He sent me several pictures. Here. Mayor Dwayne Perry, far right, with winner Jeff Poston, union plumber and man of wit. The lady judges, Tracy LeVay and Stacey Owens, for your information. Please fit into your broadcast, Post 187, a confab of patriots and toss pints. So there you go, Pat Hickey, there's your plug. And you don't do pictures on the radio. Happy birthday, by the way. All right, now we're so happy to have our old friend, Kelly Ann Layden, Chicago Police Department officer, queen of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, 2023?
Correct, yes.
2023 Chicago Rose of Tralee.
So the 2022 Queen and then 2023.
Oh, 2022. Okay, Rose. Amazing. And now also a X-ray radiologist.
Yes, on Mondays. So.
Unbelievable. You're very busy.
I'm a busy gal.
Yeah.
I say.
So. But the last year and a half has just been incredible for you.
Amazing. Yeah. Honestly. The past, 5 years have just flown by, so.
How long have you been a cop? 5 years?
Yeah, I just had 5 years out of October, so.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Now, last time we talked to you, you were heading out to Ireland for the Rosa Tralee contest, I think. When was that, in August?
Yes, so it was 2 weeks in August.
I saw all the stuff on Facebook. You posted photos and looked like fun.
It was a lot. It was so much fun. It's honestly hard to describe to someone. It's actually one of those things where it's like when people say you had to be there to fully comprehend. It really is. No one could have ever prepared me for how busy we really were going to be. So looking back now, it's almost a blur because we were on the go so much.
Yeah.
But it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it was amazing. And I met so many amazing women from all over the world.
Yeah.
And we all still keep in touch, whether it be Instagram or our WhatsApp. So
it's like a sorority forever, you know?
And honestly, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, going, I was a little, you're not really sure how it's going to go when you put 32 girls together that I've never met and you don't know if there's going to be drama or whatnot. So, but we had a great time. There was no drama whatsoever.
Well, that's good.
We all got along really well. It's just, there's no words to really describe it. It was just a wonderful
How long
experience.
Were you there? Was it a 2 week thing?
So it was 2 weeks. So you're on tour for 1 week. So you're all over the place. We did Offaly, Limerick, Longford, Kildare, Dublin.
Wow.
I'm honestly probably missing a couple. So The whole first week you're on tour, and then you go down to Trilly and Cary, and then you're there for 5 days, and then they do the two-night...
The finals.
They do the finals, they do the televised competition, and then, like that, it's over. So, it was just... It flies by.
You have a thing that you wrote, my name is Kelly Layden, I'm 28, you know all the stuff. Did you have to sing or anything or do anything like that?
So I didn't. They do not require you to have a talent. Yeah. You can have a talent, of course. However, I don't have any talent.
Yes, you do.
To show on stage. So I went talentless.
So did you make it take a joke or anything or nothing?
No.
Here's who I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the stage portion was literally just me interviewing. So I had, I guess you
Who interviews you? What's that guy's name?
I had Dahi. Oh. So it's always been Dahi O'Shea. However, this year they had two. There was Dahi O'Shea and Catherine Thomas.
Oh.
And I was interviewed by Dahi O'Shea.
Well, that's what you want. And there's chemistry, I'm sure.
That is who I wanted. Because Dahi actually is originally, like his family, they had come from Ireland. They were in the Chicagoland area. And
oh, no kidding.
Back. Yeah. So yeah. He has ties to Chicago. And he's just, I mean, a great, great person.
Dahi
so.
O'Shea.
Dahi O'Shea. Very just like easy to talk to on stage. It just seems like you're there to have the chat. It doesn't seem very like formal, interview. Yeah. So
wasn't there a guy who did it for years and years and years?
Oh my God. What is his name? I'm drawing a blank now. I know who you're talking about. Cause my mom was talking about him not that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He did it for like 40 years.
I think
or
his
something.
Last name was Byrne, maybe.
Gabriel Byrne.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then he went on to TV and everything. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
So you and Dahi, hit it off.
We hit it off, I think, really well. So I actually had an email from not that long ago. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he hopes to come to Chicago, I think he said, in the summer. So hopefully I'll be able to see him when he comes to visit.
Is he single?
Family. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dahi's married. He actually ended up marrying a rose. Yeah. So, small world.
That helps. Yeah.
No, he's married and has, I think, one son. Maybe.
Okay, yeah.
So, but no, I mean, I can't say enough
Who
about
actually him. Won? The girl from New York?
Roisin Wiley, yes. So, from New York.
What's her name?
Roisin Wiley.
Roisin Wiley, okay.
And both her parents are from Limerick. Those are her ties.
Okay.
So, again, great girl, super sweet, very soft-spoken, honestly, I could have gone to any of those girls up on stage, and each one of them would have been deserving. So,
yeah.
But no, Roisin, it's perfect, and at least it's someone in the U.S. Right? That got it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Maggie McEldowney went the whole route.
She did, and it's just seeing what they have to do for the whole year. It's.
Oh, all the
I mean, I thought I was busy when I was queen, which I was, and I'm sure I'll be busy for the rest of the year as just the Chicago Rose, but the amount of just the traveling that she'll be doing for the year, Roisin, it's something else. I mean...
But they pay for all that, right?
I'm not entirely... Like, I've never asked her. Entirely too sure how all that works. Especially because with... I mean, just getting time off work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a process too.
Oh yeah.
But I know she's already been back to Ireland once, I think, since.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then she'll be back over around Christmas time. She'll be in Germany in the next few weeks, so she'll be on the go for the year.
Yeah.
So, and good for her. She deserves it.
And were your folks there while you were doing it?
My parents were there. My parents didn't go on tour. But they did go for the Rose of, like, the actual Trilly experience because it was too much. I mean, it was exhausting even for me, and I'm 29 now. I just don't like saying that, but I'm 29 now.
When was your birthday?
I turned 29 while I was at the Rose of Trilly.
Oh, good
so,
for you. Yeah, yeah.
Probably one of the only birthdays I'll ever be in Ireland, so that was even an experience in itself.
Was your brother Michael there with you?
He couldn't make it, that's okay. He watched from home, all my coworkers and my friends back home from home. So, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, I...
And how did the Chicago police, I'm sure they're very proud of you and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same. Like, even just around the district, like, people still call me Queenie and stuff like that. I don't think.
Remember those little girls? Hopi and whatever.
Hope and Tori.
Do they still come around?
I don't see them too much anymore because of my shift in positions with the police department now.
Yeah.
But I actually did run into them not that long ago. I was at the grocery. I was at Jewel. And I heard one of the voices, and I just knew right away. I was like, that has to be Hope or Tori. So I looked over. They didn't recognize me at all
because
I had just come from the gym. So I wasn't in uniform or anything.
Yeah.
I said, hey, girls. And I had never met their mom because they'd always be with their dad.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The mom thought I was just one of their teachers. And then all of a sudden they were going on about the police officer. And the mom was like, oh, my God, you're the police officer. We hear about you all the time.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So the mom wanted pictures.
Oh, that's great.
Stuff,
well, that was such a great story.
Yeah. They're so, I mean, they're adorable. So they're getting big now.
How old are they?
Oh, they've got to be now. Let me think. The oldest would be second grade now.
Okay.
And then the youngest would be kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so they're really young.
Yeah. Oh, they're very young. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
But they're adorable. I wish I saw them more often now, but, you know.
And when you went to Tralee and everything, the cops said, that's okay, just go do it and come back, you know.
So I used my my baby furlough.
Okay.
So my baby vacation, basically, you can call it. And then I just kind of like extended it a little bit due to the circumstances. I think I flew out on Thursday. So I worked up until I flew out and then I was back to work the very next day. So the next day was a little rough just with like the time change.
Sure. And the 8 hours on the plane and everything.
Yeah. I ended up having COVID when I got back. So it was just the girls, you know, a lot of the girls get sick along the way because you're on the go so much. So when we all basically got home, a ton of us came down with COVID. So, it was, COVID round two wasn't as great as round one went, but here I am. So
you look great. You look refreshed.
I look all right.
Yeah.
I survived.
Did you work today?
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
I worked days today. So.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So.
And how are things in the 22nd District? This is right on 111th Street, right?
Yep. No, things are good. I can't complain like that. I think the last time I said I was working in the CAPS office, so I'm off patrol. So I'm in the office normally 5 days a week. So I'm in the schools as the youth officer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
what schools? Just the local schools?
Yeah. So it's just the local schools. Ideally, I try and deal with like the grammar schools first. And then I do go to the high schools here and there. Just kind of depends on what types of presentations that the schools are looking for.
Yeah.
Typically, we do like internet safety, cyberbullying, officer friendly, if they want some type of a presentation on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
As well as then we offer programs like DARE. I don't know if you remember that when
you
were in school. DARE.
Yeah.
Great programs. I kind of just, I reach out to the schools. I see, you know, if they'd like to have my presence. And then we kind of discuss what they would like discussed, whether it be with the whole school.
Are they all public schools or any Catholic schools?
For the most part right now, I've been dealing with more of the public schools. However, like we reach out to any and all school, you know, and then it's up to the school, you know, if they would like to. I've had some schools where they're just like, yeah, can you come and talk to every single grade level? And then I've had some schools that are like, you know, we might have an issue, especially when it comes to the internet, where they might have had an issue in the school and they're like, can you come talk to this specific grade? So no, it's great. There's a few schools that I'm at a lot. So those kids like basically now know me by name.
What
and
schools
stuff like
can
that.
You say?
I probably won't say just in case. I don't know if they'll want me to say
it. I went
to
Mount Carmel, and if we had someone like you at Mount Carmel, that would have been pretty cool.
So I try and go. It's like when I go there, especially for the older ones, when I do like internet safety, cyberbullying, stuff like that, like I tell them I'm not there in the aspect of someone's in trouble, right? Like I'm just here to recommend or advise and just like have a conversation. I normally kind of start off with that just to try and like break the ice because I mean, you never know. Some are very perceptive and some are not. So, but now, like, especially the schools that I've been at frequently, I mean, a lot of them now are like, hey, or we remember you from this or that.
Cool.
And I try and go to their different events, like their back to school bashes, their
good for
whatever
you.
They got throughout the year. So,
just
so that they can kind of become familiar.
Do you go in uniform?
So it depends on the school. I've had some schools that prefer me be in uniform because typically most officers are going to be in uniform.
Yeah.
So they kind of like that concept. And then I've had other schools that are, you know, can you come plain clothes? So I typically just wear like jeans and I have a polo or something like that. But I kind of let the school decide whatever they would prefer when it comes to that. So
what did you do today?
today, what did I do today? Hold on. Tomorrow, I'm trying to think now because I've been busy with the schools. So today I took a half day because I had to go to the doctor's office.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Today was, I had to go and pick up supplies because I'm at the school tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
All day.
Yeah. All day? You'd go for all day?
Yeah. So tomorrow, again, like sometimes I go to the school and it could just be for an hour or two. It depends on how we've worked out the schedule. But yeah. The school I'm at tomorrow wants me to cover like a big chunk of the school in one day. Mm. So I think I have like 4 presentations tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And then anything officer-friendly related requires like supplies. So
what's in the supplies?
Do you remember? Well, I don't know. I don't know if they did it back then.
I'm not saying that you're really old. Long time ago.
They do coloring books. I don't know. Did they do that back then?
No.
Okay. So we have a newer coloring book now. So the one before, I guess, was around for forever.
Yeah.
But
do they have bad guys in the coloring book?
No. So it kind of goes over different topics.
Okay.
But
Stranger
ultimately,
danger
yeah,
and all
exactly.
That? Yeah.
That's like a huge one that I go over, and that's normally anywhere from like pre-K to like 3rd grade. I cover that.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, when I go, everyone gets a coloring book, everyone gets crayons, and then I go through the coloring book page by page to cover all the topics.
Yeah.
And then I just have like the students follow along and just like color as we go.
Do they behave themselves?
Honestly, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a little, you know, like with the young ones, they all want to ask 1,000 questions.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we're like stuck to, okay, I'm here for
sitcom.
An hour.
You know that?
So it's interesting because you go from the young ones who have so many questions and it depends with the older ones. Sometimes I go to classes and I still do get a lot of participation or it could be crickets and like pulling teeth. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I remember I was a quiet student. I would have never asked a question in class when I was growing up. So, I totally get it, but it's just polar opposites.
Always good to open with a joke.
I don't know. I'd have to think, I guess I'll have to think about a joke, but I did teach one class about like an Irish goodbye because it got which no one knew.
They know they're not Irish.
Yeah, no one knew. The teacher didn't know, so I had to explain it because
it's when
again,
you just ghost take off. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how like you get off topic. So we were talking about internet safety, and somehow the class took it to when our parents take too long to say goodbye, and I can totally relate because my parents take forever to say goodbye. But I was telling them that, like, as you get older, you know, they'll be the same way. I'm like, when you guys are an adult, it'll take you an hour to say goodbye, too.
But an Irish goodbye is when you just sneak out the back door.
So I told them. Yeah. I said, you're going to have to learn the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
So then I had to explain that. So they all wanted to know, could I tell their parents after school so that they could maybe start using that instead of the hour goodbyes that they're doing.
Yeah.
So, but, I'm the queen of that, especially when it comes to events. So... I like to be in and out.
So you're digging it still. That's good.
Yeah, I'm digging it. So, and
who's your commanding officer?
Right now, we have Brian Kinane. He is the commander.
Oh, a great name. Yeah.
So, we used to have, I think I told you before, Sean Joyce. He was our commander. So, he has moved on to a different area, and now we have Brian Kinane, and he's awesome. He's been in 22, I think, as long as I've been there. So, it's a familiar face.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Again, we're lucky. We're honestly very lucky in 22. We've had very good bosses, at least as long as I've been there. So,
and I was asking you, there was a right now things are bad. 20 we're everywhere, I guess. Crime everywhere.
I think it's across the board.
Carjackings,
right?
All kinds of stuff. But they had somebody had a camera in their backyard. Mm-hmm. Two guys jumped this lady as she was coming out of her garage to walk to her house.
Right.
And her daughter was right in front. She went by. The daughter was younger. But she's frightened out of her mind. They're sticking a gun in her face. It's like, oh, my God. And it was at 93rd and Pleasant, which is right in my old neighborhood. I couldn't believe it. So I don't know what I'm of the opinion you just start popping these guys.
Well, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know when we're going to have the exact answer. But, I mean, it is unfortunate. That video, I've seen it's like all over social media stuff now. And I mean, it's not the first video that we've seen like that.
Sure.
I mean, those are just, you can find like a half dozen of those every day on the internet and it's not just Chicago, it's all over the place. So, it's unfortunate. I don't know necessarily when it's going to change. I don't have the answer, that's for sure. So,
do you feel safe on the job?
I mean, I honestly cannot complain because I am working as a youth officer, so I'm not working at Beat Car anymore. I mean, that could always change, though, right? Yeah, at any point, you never know. I could be back on the streets tomorrow, but well, I'm obviously in a safer position.
You were in the middle of it in 2020. I remember that, actually. There's some videotape that you were jumping up, and, you know, it was bad news and crazy stuff. The BLM demonstrations and the looting and all that stuff.
And it doesn't seem that long ago, you know, even though it has been 3 years.
Yeah. You were right there in the thick of it.
So, it was a sad time for Chicago. But again, not just Chicago, it was going all across the country at that time. So, the only, I guess, good thing to come out of that situation was I think it made us stronger, as a department.
You said that before, you lived through it.
Like you were with those people every single day for 12 hours a day. So, I mean, you were with them more than your own family. So, that was, I guess, the only good thing maybe to come out of it. So, but other than that, I mean, hopefully we never have to see Chicago like that again. But
let's hope not. Although it ain't so great now. Nobody goes downtown anymore. I know that. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be careful anywhere you go anymore.
Yeah,
even if you're in the suburbs, I mean, it's you're just safe nowhere anymore. So,
but you're always packing, right? You've always got a gun on you, right? She's not going to say,
Not always.
Okay. So don't shoot me right now, though. You know?
No, I don't have it. I don't have it on me right now.
I would. I mean, just all the crap that's going on, and you're a police officer. You have to meet some of our previous guests who are a little more trigger happy. But you're the new police, and that's the beauty of it. Yeah, you're the new police. And
I got a long career ahead of me.
Good.
Hopefully. So
now, what happened? You decided to go back to the hospital, and because you had already started the X-ray technician. Is that what an X-ray technician?
Yeah, X-ray tech or technologist.
Okay. Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, I'd done that for the police, we've discussed before. And the game plan was to always go back, but then, like you said a few minutes ago, 2020 happened, and it just wasn't possible at the time. So I was coming up on 5 years out of the field, so I figured, now or never. If I don't do it, I'll never go back.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to be back because I loved that job before. I didn't leave the job because I hated the job. I loved the job. So I'm happy to be back. I'm there on Mondays. So if you ever end up at Christ Hospital on Monday, there's a possibility that you might see me. So it's great. And it's nice to be back with, I mean, there's a lot of new faces like anything else, but there's a lot of the old faces still there. And it's nice getting to be back and see the girls and stuff again.
Good for you. And you could keep that as a side job as long as you want, huh?
Right. For now. But my boyfriend says, if and when we get married, you're not going to be able to be working 6 days a week. So, but for now, it's feasible.
Has he proposed yet?
Well, not yet, but,
let's see the ring, pal.
I know. Alex, if you're listening, take notes.
We should have him somehow come on the show. he better be listening.
He will be.
You're on the radio for it.
He will be listening. He did inquire earlier about it. So.
Oh, good, good.
But, yeah.
You have they can get 3 or 4. Your shows are online, so.
I know. I told him that I've been on with you before, so I told him he can go search for them and he'll find them. I'm sure he doesn't want to listen to me, but he listens to me enough, so.
That's good. Sounds like you're telling him what to do. Well, you told me he's very quiet.
He is very quiet, but he's a nice.
Oh, he's also a cop.
He is, yes. Yeah. He's a trooper, so.
Illinois State Police, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're the good guys, too.
They're the good guys. But, you know, I like to tease that we do more. But, you know, it's one of these, who's better? You know, we're better. But he thinks, you know, they're better. But whatever. We're better.
And what about your brother, Michael? How's he doing?
He's good. He's still getting his PhD. So he's still in school.
Oh,
it seems
the brains,
like forever.
He's the brains.
He is the brains of the family. That is for sure. So I think he has. Sorry, Mickey, if it's wrong, but I think he's got 2 years. I call him Mickey, and he doesn't like that. Sorry, but 2 years. I want to say he has left. So.
Oh, to get his PhD?
Yeah. So.
Where does he go to school?
He's in Minneapolis. He's at the University of Minnesota.
Oh, he's in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh. So he's not home all the time.
No. Comes home, like he'll come home for Thanksgiving. He'll come home for the holidays, basically. Yeah, and then he tries to come home once over the summer because he's working in the labs. So he doesn't get the summers off. But
what's he getting a PhD in?
Chemical engineering.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He is a brain.
I know.
Yeah.
I just don't even ask anymore because, you know, when you ask, oh, what are you doing in the lab? And he starts like breaking it down. And I'm just like, okay, way over my head now. Yeah. So.
Now, what about your mom? Does she worry about you on the job? I mean, I would think, you know.
When I worked the streets, 100%, she did because I was on the afternoons.
Yeah.
So she would just always want to know that I made it home. So.
So do you have to, you call her when you get home?
I would call her every night at midnight.
Good for you.
But now that I work days, obviously, and I'm working in the office, I don't have to do that. But so she can, now I think she's been going to sleep like at a normal hour. So, but no, I even said that came up when I was in Trilly. It came up on stage about like my parents and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So that was kind of something we touched on. Was,
well, they're very, very proud of you. I know that. Yeah,
oh,
they are. And they're great people.
So
Mike and Kathy.
Well, and they got to go on 2 family trips to Ireland the past 2 years because of me. So
that's right.
Those definitely would have not happened otherwise.
And so you guys all went over to get, did Michael? Oh, he couldn't go.
No, Mickey couldn't go. But like that mom and dad, they met me in Trilly. We were in Trilly together, and then I flew home because I had to get back to work, and then mom and dad went down to Cove to work.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, but it was nice. It was nice for my parents to get to go home. My dad hasn't seen his relatives in Ireland in a long time, so he was able to see a lot of his family in Kerry because
the kingdom.
Yeah, my grandmother, my dad's mother is from Kerry, so it was nice for him to get to see like some cousins and stuff like that.
Now, you told me... forget it. I forgot what the hell I was going to say. That's what happens when you get old. Something about, you had never been on a trip together since you were like 4 years old.
Yeah, it had been, I want to say my brother had been one. So last summer was our first family trip to Ireland since, in all those years. Yeah. So, and it was nice. It was a busy, again, because I went as queen. So it wasn't just a trip where we got to, you know, hang out and put our feet up.
Well, did you have to make appearances as the queen in Ireland?
So when we went to Ireland in 2022, we did, I want to say it was 10 days. So the first couple days was just ourselves visiting my mom's brother. Then we went down to Cove.
Where's your mom's brother live?
Tipperary.
So,
We went down then to Cove, and for the 5 days, I was on the go then with the Cork County Council people. So,
good.
But they included my family, which was amazing. It wasn't just me on the go.
Didn't meet Derry Cronin by any chance?
I did.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, love him. Great
guy. He's terrific. He's our guy. He handles all our tours and everything. Yeah.
I'm hoping he'll be over now around St. Patrick's.
Oh, yeah, he
Day,
comes in so every St. Patrick's
he
Day.
He typically does, it'll be nice to see them again.
Yeah,
leading
terrific
up.
Guy, yeah.
I couldn't have asked for a better trip, honestly. And the weather was gorgeous when I went in August of 2022.
Yeah.
This year, not so hot, but, you know, it's Ireland, but what do you expect?
Yeah. So what about telling people your age or younger than you, about the police? Is it something you'd recommend as a job for young ladies, or what's the deal?
I mean, I would never say to not take the job. Yeah. I don't think the job is for everyone. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing...
You're a unique individual, Kelly.
The biggest thing I tell people, because I do, we get like eighth graders and stuff like that, or even high schoolers that are, maybe I want to be the police. And of course, I mean, and we need police officers, but... You want to take the job if you know you can handle the job. So for a huge thing is patience.
Oh, yeah.
If you're somebody who doesn't have patience, the job's probably not for you.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with the general public. And a big part of that, no matter what job you work with the general public, the key thing is patience.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, if that's not your strong suit, then probably not the job for you. You know, also the ability to talk. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be like as chatty as me. because a lot of people aren't, but you obviously are going to have to talk to people. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes it's going to be like on someone's worst day.
Their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a, you know, but I would never tell people to not take the job. I mean, I'm still here.
Are you still interested in becoming a detective?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take any promotional test that comes up along the way.
Oh, good.
So I feel like, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Mom always said, what's for you won't pass you. So if I'm meant to be a detective, I'll be a detective one day. If not, you know, it is what it is. It's just second.
How often do you take that? What's the next test?
So it depends. It's never like,
what's your rank right
years.
Now? Patrol officer? Or
yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm a patrol officer. But it's not like necessary. It's not necessarily like, oh, every 2 years or every. So I did take the last detective's test and then. Like that, if a sergeant's test were to come up or an ET test were to come up, I'll take all of them.
Good
and,
for you.
You know, who's to say that I ever will make any of them? But you got to be in it to even get the opportunity. So, we'll see. And I had a lieutenant tell me once, he's like, you should take every promotional exam, you know?
Yeah.
What's
why
the
not?
Worst you can do? You can say no.
Yeah.
But
well,
you
they
can't,
can say no.
Yeah. You can't say no if you never took the test.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah. So no.
How do you study for a test like that though? I mean, is it just
it's a lot of reading. Like I had a binder like
a lot of reading.
I had a binder like this big.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have not read a lot since reading for the detective's exam. But
what about the new commissioner? Is his name Snelling?
Oh, our new superintendent?
Yeah.
He's nice. He's from within, too.
I heard the cops really like him.
Yeah, he's well-liked.
Which is terrific. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Was it good Charlie Snelling? Is that his name? I can't remember.
Larry.
Larry Snelling. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think everyone is happy.
And relieved.
Yeah. Yes. So, but, you know, we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we meet a lot of cops and just so proud of them and putting their lives on the line and everything. It's just an incredibly brave thing to do. And it's not for everybody, you know, it's a great sacrifice you make just even in the day to day crap. But not only that, somebody posted something today about when you sign up as a policeman, you're saying, I will give my life. And it's, when you think about it, it's amazing. It's the long blue line, and God bless all our police officers, and we're so impressed with all of them that we've met over the last 5 years. We've been doing this 5 years now.
Yeah.
We got 250.
I'm sure you've met many police officers.
Oh, yeah. Now, some of them, that's interesting, because of the politics today, they won't come on because they're afraid they're going to say something and somebody's going to have a beef and whatever. So you're brave to come on here, number one, but also the retired officers are the best guests because they don't care.
Oh, yeah, they just speak very freely.
Yes, they can speak freely, but I understand that many of them can't.
Right.
And it's funny, you know, because I'll see these guys all the time. I was at Gaelic Park over the summer, and three guys goes, I'll do it. Sure, I'll do it. And then they take their phone numbers, and then when I call them, they go, you nuts.
Oh.
Holy no.
You know, and to each their own, right? Like, that's their choice. And it's understandable. I can see that, too, because that was a big thing with the queen or even the rose. Like, you have to, at the end of the day, I have my job, and my job's number one. So
you got to be watching what
you
say.
Yeah, you just have to, but it's like anything else, and it's not just this job. I think it's just any job anymore. You just have to be careful what you say, and that's a big thing. Like, when I go to the schools, it's the same with the social media. I always tell these kids, like, be very careful.
Oh, yeah.
What you're putting on your social media, because I would hate for it to come back and bite you later on. So
that happens to me all the time, but I don't give a shit.
Well, some people care, Huli, so...
I'm glad you picked up on that. Well, who's going to fire me?
True.
I don't
you
have
work
a job.
For yourself,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You are your boss.
Yes.
But
I have so much pride and admiration for you and the police, especially our Chicago police, because it's a shithole right now in Chicago. It's bad news.
No, it's not an easy job.
And this mayor,
sure.
And I'm not, you don't have to comment on it, but I think the mayor is out of his mind. And it's just a frightening situation that I see you guys in. And who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's the way, you know, and the politically, the country's insane. And You know what? I saw a thing. Now, you don't have to comment on this, but there was a mass shooter in Nashville who was a tranny and killed all these little kids and had a manifesto. Now, it turns out that the media covered up this manifesto and made it sound like this is a normal person. It's like, wait a minute. And they hid it from the public. It's frightening. An anti-white, very anti-white. You know, there's one of the things that I go through all the time because I have a not-for-profit public charity. And the first thing they want to know is, are you BIPOC? Are you a person of color, or LGBTQ? And it's like, no. But I also say, I'm not white. I'm Irish. Because there's a thing called hibernophobia, as just kind of homophobia or Islamophobia. Hibernophobia is a hatred of Irish people, believe it or not. Oh. And it's been going on for 800 years, you know, with the Brits and everything. So it could be a new talking point for me because, you know, nobody has suffered like the Irish over the period of time and centuries. And it's time we stood up and said, hey, wait a minute. Do we want to, you know, that whole white privilege and all that stuff is bunk, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, don't get me to get off.
I don't want to get you on a roll here. Yeah, no, don't. So.
How are we doing on time here with the... Okay.
Oh, we're doing good then.
Yes, we're almost finished. Is that what you mean?
No. I'm just saying we're doing good.
Yeah, we're rocking right along.
What I All would right. like to say before
yes,
I forget...
Yes.
That anyone who is listening that would be like between 18 to 28 or 18 to 30, depending on what you're going for, if anyone's got a daughter or granddaughter, they should go for the Chicago Queen Chicago Rose, either or.
Yeah.
They will be picking a rose this year, and then next year they'll take a break because they rotate.
Why?
So the Rose of Tralee.
I thought it was every year.
So it used to be, but there was 64 girls, and it was just too much in terms of, like, the television.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Each, like, Chicago then will send a girl 2 years in a row. Then they'll take a year off.
Oh.
And then they'll send two, you know what I mean? So it's more fair so the girls actually, because, you know, you spend money, and it's a lot going over.
But can Chicago still have its own Rose of Tralee who just doesn't go to the thing at the end? Or?
I wonder if that's probably what they'll... Because, again, this is kind of a newer concept.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see. But I do know the girl who gets picked for 2024, she'll be going to Ireland.
Yeah,
so,
they're going to take 2025 off, huh?
2025 will be off. And then there will be, like, other places, other, let's say, cities or countries that didn't have representation this year when I was there. They will have representation. Because
That's worldwide, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, there were girls from, like, England, Australia, I'm trying to think, Canada with me. So, no, I would recommend. It's an opportunity. I mean, look at me. I was able to do it.
You're a natural beauty, though.
If I could do it, anyone could do it.
No, you had a blast.
I had a blast, and it was a way to, like, get to meet so many different people.
And see the world.
Make connections, see the world. Yeah. And, even being the queen for Chicago, I had so many opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't thank, like, the plumbers and Mr. Coin enough for that opportunity.
Local 130.
Yes.
Plumber protects the health of the nation.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to, you'll obviously be a judge this year.
I won't be. I'll be a judge on my 5-year anniversary. So, but I will be there.
Oh.
I'll be at the competition and I'll be at the parade and I'll be at as much as Mr. Coin will allow me to be.
I did a film. Did you ever see my film?
I didn't see the film.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, Skinny and I have been involved with that for years and years. And we had a lot of laughs over the years doing that.
It's a great honor.
And met some terrific young women. Many of them. The one that stands out, of course, is Catherine O'Connell.
She's lovely.
She's the best. Yeah.
She's lovely. Her voice is amazing.
Yes.
And she's like the mom.
Yeah,
of the group.
She is. Yeah. She's just terrific. But we've met so many. You know, it's funny. We used to, Skinny and I used to have a thing at the Catholic Charities golf outing every year. Mm-hmm. And we would be at a par 3 hole and the thing was beat Skinny and Hooley. And we would bring the queen and her court with us. and spend the afternoon with them and had a blast.
Oh, that's nice. We love our golf outings.
Yes, and I don't even know if they still do that, but for about 3 or 4 years, we'd have Maeve McSweeney and Cantanella. What's her name?
Lauren.
Lauren Cantanella. Mm-hmm. And
she just got married.
I saw that. Yeah. God bless her. Yeah. She's a doll. She's a nurse.
Oh, she's lovely, yeah.
She really is.
So sweet.
Just we've met so many terrific young women. It's a blast. And you're right. It's a great thing.
It's a great opportunity. You know?
Yeah.
I can't speak. There's a girl actually I work with. We look very alike. Like,
oh, really?
People think we're related.
She's a lucky girl. Yeah.
And people are like, are you going to be the next Queen of Rose? Because Kelly was.
Oh,
and Maggie's
I'm
like,
sure she...
Maggie's like, I don't know. I mean, because she is Irish and we do. I mean, we look. It's scary, actually. From behind, you would think we're sisters. So she's like, I don't know. I was like, well.
You got connections.
You might have to. Yeah. I was like, well, I don't know about that. But I was like, you might have to step up now.
Yeah.
So, because my time's done now. I'm too old
to do
anything else.
It's in January, right?
Yes. Yeah, so January 14th will be the selection day for the Queen of St. Patrick's Day parade for downtown.
Right.
And then we don't have a date yet for the Rose of Tralee selection. But like that mine was in May. I would assume it's going to be in May. So just keep an eye out. It either or will be on social media or even just Google.
Oh, we'll be promoting it.
You'll promote it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we want to try and get as many girls as possible to both.
That's what always my ambition is, to get as many girls.
There you go. I think we're talking about it in different ways, but
okay.
Because after COVID, it was a little hard to get people to come back out. So
I know, it's crazy.
You
know what? And there's a story in my book about Father Tom Hurley. He was going to be the Grand Marshal, and he couldn't because of COVID.
And he's lovely.
He's a terrific guy.
And I had to miss the Emerald Ball because myself and Alex were in Boston, but they were honoring him, and I was so sad to miss it.
Now, who puts on the Emerald Ball?
Oh, my God.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we figure it out on the break.
All right, Kelly, I love you. You're the terrific representation of Irish-American womanhood, and keep doing what you're doing and stay safe out there.
Thank you.
We worry about you. We pray for you. God bless you, kid.
Appreciate you.
Okay. We're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day, so they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust, and they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke. It took me a long time to decide to find a friend I could trust who had my family's best interests at heart. That friend was my late pal, Joe Madden. I met him as he passed the basket at St. Luke's, and I'd turn my pockets inside out as he came to my pew, and I'd say, "I'm tapioca." He laughed, but didn't stop him from supporting my films and showbiz endeavors over the years. Joe Madden had my back. A few years before he died, Joe started Madden Funds with his sons, Mike and Danny. The Maddens and Houlihans have been pals for a long, long time. They can advise the best path for your investments. Madden Funds will have your back, too. Need advice on your 401k or your rollover IRA? You can trust Madden Funds to help you protect and grow your investments now and in your family's future. Go to their website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike or Dan Madden at 708-848-3200 and tell them who Lee sent you.
And we are back on Hibernian Radio. Wasn't she lovely? She's just terrific. Kelly Layden, Chicago Police Department, Queen of St. Patrick's Day Parade, Rosa Trelli. She's the best. And her parents are wonderful people, Mike and Catherine. Okay, now I want to remind everybody, the annual Emerald Society Turkey Dinner Night will be Thursday, a week from tomorrow night, Thursday, November 16th at Chicago FOP Lodge 7, 1412 West Washington Boulevard at 7 o'clock. You got the Larkin and Moran Brothers, one of our favorite groups. Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, also our favorite. A full turkey dinner, pumpkin pie, all catered by Calabria Catering, Guinness, and a few surprises. That's from our old pal, Jeff Lang. So I'll be there. Hope to see you all there next Thursday night, November 16th, at the FOP Lodge. Also want to remind everybody on November 17th, the Real Housewives of Irish Traditional Music are going to be performing at Chief O'Neill's. I'm going with Gino Cooney and his lovely girlfriend, Kelly. And we're going to be able to see Liz Carroll and Pauline Keneally and Emer Arkins, the one and only Emer Arkins. So hope to see you for that. That's at Chief O'Neill's, 3471 North Elston Avenue, November 17th, Friday. Starts at 7. Hope to see you there. Okay, what else am I plugging? Oh, I don't believe it. It's coming up, the 6th Annual Hibernian Hooligan Ball. Saturday, December 16th from 4 to 8. It's also my 75th birthday at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 10618 Southwestern Avenue in Chicago. Cash bar, music, films, culture. Performing will be Balladeer Liam Durkin, the one and only Catherine Cowell, a terrific Irish fiddler, and Irish dancers Tyke Spillane, Jack Bullington, Micheline Donnelly, and Maggie Oak, and the Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society, and more shenanigans. We're going to raffle off some Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey. We're going to have lots of fun and hope you will join us. It's our only fundraiser of the year, so if you don't show up, don't come back. Okay, we'll see you all then, Saturday, December 16th. Now, Billy, you know, whenever I'm walking on Western Avenue, look in the window, Ken's wrong, Zarts, and those great Irish saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy go off through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?" Lawrence Hayes, retired Evergreen Park Police Department, beloved husband of Gloria, loving father of James, Joseph, Jeffrey, Jerome, Thomas, Therese, and Timothy. God rest his soul. And Billy, the wake and funeral arrangements were handled by Sheehy, where all the right people go. James Patrick Byrne, 94, died peacefully at home after a long battle with Parkinson's. He was raised in an eastern Montana sheep ranch and wheat farm, Hilltop Farm. The farm was homesteaded 1916, first year of Irish independence, by his Irish father after he immigrated from County Louth, Ireland. His father was soon joined by his equally Irish mother, Sarah. James was served in the United States Air Force, second lieutenant. He married Mary Margaret Roney from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and where he and Peggy raised 6 kids. He is survived by his wife, Mary Margaret. His children, Mary Margaret, Rosemary, James, Kathleen, David, and Michael. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Michael J. Fox, Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. God rest his soul, James Byrne. Ginny O'Malley, age 77, died in her Beverly home. Loving mother of Michael, Brendan, Robert, and the late Jill. She spent 20 years as a dedicated teacher at Sutherland Elementary School, where she cared deeply for her students and co-workers, and she never revealed the secrets of her gravy. God rest her soul, Ginny O'Malley. Also, James E. Murphy, 81. Adored brother of Maureen and Daniel, and beloved son of the late Eugene and Evelyn. Tom loved a good horse race and an even better hand of poker. He loved to settle into the couch and turn on an old TV show, movie, or quiz show. He would often close the night out with some Irish music. God rest his soul, Tom Murphy. Mary Lillian Moran, or as they say in Ireland, Moran, 90, graduated from Maywood High School in Chicago, where she played girls basketball as a team captain while working at Vern Alden. She met her future husband, lover of her life, Howard, and enjoyed over 69 loving years of marriage while raising nine children. Nine children. She was the loving mother to Thomas, Michael, Daniel, Patty, Peggy, Kevin, Tim. God rest her soul, Mary Moran. I don't know, maybe so. I don't know. John Mike Garrity, age 83, formerly of Park Ridge, predeceased by his wife Betty Garrity, survived by his children Kelly, Bridget, and Michael. God rest his soul, Mike Garrity. And Margaret Mary Sis McBride. Sis was my mom's nickname, by the way. Beloved wife of the late Thomas Kerr McBride, proud mother of Tom Jr., Mickey, Molly, and Kate. A devoted ICU nurse at Northwest Community Hospital and veteran of many adventures with the Red Cross. God rest her lovely soul, Sis McBride. Jim McGreevy, 74, passed away in his Oak Park home. He was married for 52 years to his loving life partner, Betty Wojtka. Jim graduated from St. Giles, went on to attend Quigley, spent several years in the United States Coast Guard, later graduated from Oshkosh with a degree in journalism. He relocated to Oak Park, working as a successful broadcaster and television producer and writer. God rest his soul, Jim McGreevy. Anthony D. Doyle of Willowbrook, peacefully in his home, the age of 97. Tony was a veteran of World War II, a graduate of Santa Clara University. He is survived by his daughters Mary Eileen, Kate, Peggy, and Sally, and by his sons James and Thomas. And also he is predeceased by his loving wife Jean Marie of 47 years. God rest his soul, Tony Doyle. Edward J. Burke, age 81, of Elmhurst. He was a parishioner and minister of care at Immaculate Conception Parish, PTA president, active PTA parent, scoutmaster, little league coach, beloved husband of Mary Ellen, and loving father of John Burke, Kathleen Krause, and Maureen Burke. God rest their soul, Edward Burke. And finally, Martin Brennan, age 90, from a native of County Kerry, Ireland, the kingdom. Beloved husband of the late Martha Ann Brennan, devoted father of Rick, Michael, and Martin. God rest his lovely soul and Billy. He was waked and the funeral was handled by Sheehy. Oh, the right people. Oh, let's close up the crypt. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Years ago, Roger Sheehy started his family business with his sons. Sheehys have handled a lot of Southside Irish families since then, mine included. When my late brother Willie died, my brother Danny and I went out to meet with Bob Sheehy to discuss the wake and funeral. Bob and Jimmy Sheehy are quite simply the best. But there's something else about the Sheehys. Willie was a bachelor. He died alone. The nurses at Northwestern gave me his belongings when I went to pick up his stuff after his death. They gave me his wallet, clothes, and some cash that was on him when he died. As Danny and I discussed what suit to bury Willie in, I handed the cash, $88, to Bob Sheehy, and I said, "Put this in his pocket before the wake." Danny looked at me funny, and I said,
Just some walking around money in case he needs it wherever he's going. But Bob Sheehy said, of course. He knew I was grieving in my own way for probably my favorite brother. I'll never forget that. Sure, the Sheehys were great through the whole thing, and as I did Willie's eulogy at Christ the King, I saw Bob standing in the back of the church, laughing along with the rest of our family as I told some Willie tales out of school. I will never forget that. And when I die, I know my old friends Bob and Jimmy Sheehy will be keeping an eye out for me and my family. They are the best in the business. The Sheehys have been helping Irish families on the South Side for a long, long time, just like their father and grandfather before them. Sheehy, where all the right people go.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.IE.
Fox's is the best pizza in Chicago, and everybody knows that. For three generations, Fox's has been cooking up the most delicious za known to man. And if you want to have some, you got to go south to Orland Park, where Fox's started in 1973, over 55 years ago at 143rd Street and Ravinia Avenue. And also south to Mokina, where Fox's started in 2006, 187th Street, just west of Wolf Road. Go south to Fox's. And guess what? Both locations offer the greatest pizza in the history of the world, but also live music every Friday and Saturday at both Orland Park and Mokina at no extra charge. Go south to Fox's. Your mouth will thank you, and your ears and eyes will thank you too. You gotta love that Fox's pizza. Go south to Fox's in Orland Park and Mokina. Pick up or delivery. You can't beat Fox's pizza. So go south.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Deep, deep, in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The mix
what?
His teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes oh. and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
And you're welcome, 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 welcome to Hoolytown. Fulcher to Hoolytown. Here's a quick one. Penguin takes his car to the shop, and the mechanic says it'll take about an hour for him to check it out. So while he's waiting, the penguin goes to an ice cream shop and orders a big sundae to pass the time. The penguin isn't the cleanest eater, and he ends up covered in melted ice cream, whipped cream, all kinds of crap all over him. And when he returns to the shop, the mechanic takes one look at him and says, looks like you blew a seal. No, the penguin insists, it's just the ice cream. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you to Kelly Layton. Next week, Ivan Rittenberg, the one and only. He's going to be great. Hope, thank you. Tell your friends about the show. We're so glad you're all listening. Don't forget, it's on Global Irish Radio Saturday nights, 7 to 8, GIR.ie, and then usually podcast up by Sunday at HibernianRadio.org. And if you have a friend who is an Irish first responder, have him get in touch with me. We'd love to have him as a guest, especially now that we're at the bunker. So we will see you later. Bye. Far I was from God. And I buckled up my shoes, and then I started walking. And I started walking. Buckled up my shoes and I started walking.